Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line said this about Brandon Pajemski, and we'll read it to you again. It's a statement where he basically, I'm just going to paraphrase. Pods was like, when Steph and Draymond retire, I want to do everything now to build the trust from them and the organization that they see it as something that they will hand down to me. Now, does that make him a narcissist? Does that make him think he's a lot better than he is? That's great if that's your opinion. You're probably right. I don't see Brandon Pajemski as a future one in the NBA the same way I don't see Jonathan Kuminga as a successful future one in the NBA. But guess what? I'm just a dude. I could be wrong. I got two eyes and a microphone. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about any of them, but I tell you what, I'm sure not offended by the fact that that's their goal and their view of self, unless the view of self is becoming detrimental to the team. That's the only thing I care about. And I don't see either one of them at this moment as having done that.
No, I'm with you. And just the way he said it, where he talked about, I want to be, and I want them to see me as that, and I want to put in the work to where, if we get to that spot, I would have done the work to where, yeah, now maybe I can be the guy who can take the keys to the kingdom and go ahead and be that person. And, you know, I'm currently teaching somebody to drive. And
how's it going?
It's going great, actually.
Okay, good.
Lesson 5 of 10 was wonderful, and he's making steps. But
I love that you have a number of lessons that it has to be. 10 lessons?
It doesn't have to be, but okay. What I did was I created a curriculum for this young driver, and he's 22, so we can accelerate it a little bit more because he is older and more responsible. But what I've done is I've created a curriculum based on his skills and the things he needs to learn.
Oh, so you're like a coach trying to put the player in the best position to succeed.
Right.
I like that.
In other words, like on lesson 2, we didn't just jump under the freeway.
What is your level of calm when he's about to do something bad?
This week it was about...
How do you yell?
Yeah, I yell when yelling needs to happen.
Okay, good.
Now,
good,
I don't go full Jonathan Gannon and like put hands on him because
help. No, you don't want him to crash.
No, but last lesson, not this past couple of days ago, but last week or the week before, we had a couple of times where I had to say, stop.
Yeah.
There were some, he needed to stop.
Fly into it, like run a red light or there's a human in front of you.
Sure.
Something.
Yesterday was much more mellow. He did much better. But to the greater point of that, you have to give people like their chance to grow. And if you're Pods, he's not saying, I'm the man. I'm going to be the man, and y'all better watch because I'm him.
So
he's not saying that.
Here's the text from 707 that caught my eye. We were talking about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy also. And I said, do y'all think that Mac, like I know how he looks in front of a microphone. I mean, I'm just here to be the backup, and this is Brock's job, and I'm a super nice guy, and I play through injury. He showed up in a black suit with a red collar and no socks with his loafers.
Yeah, yeah.
That man thinks he's a badass. That man thinks he's a badass, and good for him.
Right.
Because he has to play football on the number one rated television show in America with humongous trained killers trying to get him. You better think you're a badass. Brandon Pajemski has to share a court with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, you better think you're a badass, man. So anyway, here's the text. Yes, Mac Jones probably thinks he's a good QB, Willard, but the difference between him and Pods, Mac Jones is humble and knows his role on the team. Please give me the evidence. Anybody, I would like one shred of evidence that Brandon Pajemski is confused about his current role on the Golden State Warriors. I'll wait.
And give those me, are not good comps.
Give
because,
me one thing.
Like, Brandon Pajemski, no matter what, if healthy, is going to actually play basketball.
Yep.
If Brock Purdy's healthy, Mac Jones might get the Sam Darnold, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen treatment, which is, y'all, you don't get to play. You go ahead and hold up the helmet to your ear while I'm out here doing my thing. No matter what, Pods is going to either start or play 25 or 30 minutes a game, so he has to have more of a swagger than the backup quarterback.
Yeah, although I would say it's not a given. Like, I get where you're coming from, but if Pods plays horribly, they will replace him. This is professional sports. Like, maybe Seth Curry will be the starting two by the like, I don't know.
Right.
Anybody can be replaced if you have an extended period of poor play. At the beginning of last year, Steve was getting very frustrated with Brandon because of some decision-making, and Brandon was pressing. And he's still mad at Brandon for talking to the refs too much. And all of these things, like, everybody needs to be coached. Everybody needs to get better. I just don't, like, again, sometimes I wonder what is it we're getting mad at? You know, we talked about LeBron yesterday, and people get so pissed at LeBron. And I'm like, what you have on him so far is that he did a press conference that annoys you that raised $1 million for the Boys and Girls Club years ago. We got athletes out here who are getting in actual trouble, like real trouble. Y'all have no problem drafting Tyreek Hill in round two of your fantasy draft, but LeBron's a problem? Why are we getting upset with people who think, supposedly, that they're better than they are? Kuminga, Pods, whatever. I have no issue with it unless you're being defiant, unless you're causing problems in the locker room. When you go on the field or court, you're doing something that is the opposite of what your team needs you to do or your coach asked you to do or whatever. Like, if you're bucking against the team, now we got an issue. I don't see that with any of these people. Do you?
No, I don't. And I honestly want my athletes to have that healthy sense of self. Now, if you get to a point where you are A.J. Brown with the Eagles, and you're feeling like you're not getting the ball as much as you should, even though your team is undefeated. Yeah. So you're undefeated, and you're all up in your feelings because you're not getting the ball enough, yet you're undefeated. That, to me, becomes a little bit more of a head-scratcher. Like, dude, we're undefeated. It's a team sport, and our team is yet to lose, and yet you're mad because we're not throwing you the ball? Okay. And he's an amazing player, but he was in his feelings about whatever he was feeling about not getting the ball, and all I hear from Brandon Pajemski is, I want to be in a spot down the road where they look at me and say, yeah, you're that guy. And I don't, honestly, if the Warriors look at him and say, you know what, we're going to give you a max contract because you're that dude, either he got way, 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 way better, or they're fools. Because Pods is, I don't think, in my opinion, he'll never be the kind of player to get 5 years and $280 million.
Agreed.
But the fact that he wants to, like, take the baton and carry it forward, I'm not threatened by that. I love that.
Yeah, do you know what's funny? I mean, like, how many of y'all have ever bought a lottery ticket? I know you have.
Constantly.
I have.
Yep.
We've convinced ourselves that somehow that's possible. Brandon Pajemski being the best player in the league is way more likely than you or me hitting the mega.
No doubt.
Way more likely.
Right.
But we've convinced ourselves, no, it might happen to me, and I'm actually going to put some money behind that. And then I'm going to walk, like I'm gonna do a special trip. I don't need gas in the car, but I'm going to the gas station tonight because Mega hit a billion. And we're going to go do that. This is no different. This is the way the human brain works. Who the hell doesn't think they're better than the rest of the world thinks? That's probably all of us. I hope you feel that way, like a healthy ego. Steph has talked about a healthy ego. This is very, very important. I hope that for every human being out there, every single one of you, because the ones who don't have that, you're the ones who, like, we got to watch out for. Those are the ones, you're the people we got to check in on because you're starting to go down the route of self-loathing. I hope for each and every one of you that you see positives, you see growth, you see evolution in spots where the rest of the world looks at you and goes, do you know what I mean?
Or just, not yet.
I mean,
you know?
I think I'm a pretty good dad. If you looked at my three kids, you might be able to poke some holes in my theory. You might.
Yep.
I bet you could. But like, that's not how I see myself because I've got a healthy ego about it. And is it myopic at times? Is it egotistical at times? Maybe. I mean, we all ride that fence, but like to be bothered by the positivity or the optimism that somebody else has about themselves, what an odd thing to I don't know, to spend time on or get mad about.
Especially the way he expressed it. And that to me is where it becomes a non-story because he's not saying like, I'm that guy. Once they're
he's
gone,
definitely not.
You know,
yeah.
I can't wait for Steph to leave so I can show the world that I'm Steph 2.0.
I'm him.
It was none of that. And I think about our beloved guys behind the glass, Evan and Grandy and Lubman and Lucas and Chickering and Ken and Zach and all the rest of these guys who are all super, super talented.
Yep.
You think for a minute they don't sit back there at times and think, I could be as good as him. I'm actually probably better than him.
Sometimes they'll straight tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And luckily he's got his mouth full of apple, so he won't say a word about it now.
He's actually not one of them. But
no, but there's no doubt. And that's where I was, and that's where you were, and you and I both had the same career path where we were the number two on a one-man show,
mm-hmm.
and we were fighting for crumbs, and we were doing what we did, and there were times when I was doing my thing with Gary Radnich, and I'm thinking, okay, I mean, he's not listening, so I can say it. This dude's washed. Like, I should be in there with him. I should be him, and I didn't have the platform to do it, and I wasn't quite where Pods was, and so you bide your time, and you wait, and you get your opportunity, and then you show the world. So I don't look at Pods, somebody who is not yet Steph, and he probably never will be Steph. Let's be fair about it, but
nobody's Steph. I mean, nobody's ever going to be Steph.
Will Pods ever be an NBA All-Star?
I bet against it.
Exactly.
Big time.
If you asked him, what would he say?
No doubt.
Exactly. So is that something that we look at from him and say, oh, dude, you're an idiot. No,
brother,
I look at that and say, that's what I want
brother,
in a player.
Thank you. This is why we love sports. Do you know how idiotic it was for Steph Curry to see this? Colleges wouldn't even give him a scholarship. But what did Steph think about himself? This is the beauty of what we're all watching and talking about.
Sports, man.
Exactly.
Brock Purdy, same thing.
Hello?
Yep.
Like, they saw it from the beginning. Nobody, none of those athletes achieve this and get here and go, oh my God, I actually thought I sucked. I can't believe I've got this in me. I know Brock looks aw shucks, but talk to anyone who actually works with him. They're like, the dude's a dog. The dude has that streak in him. Same thing with Steph. Same thing with Buster Posey. Other people who have red cheeks, who look like they're aw shucks. These are maniacal competitors who see the world for themselves when the rest of the world doesn't. And you're right. 99.999% of the people who see that in themselves are wrong.
Yep.
But like, be the one who's right. Try.
And keep trying.
Yes.
I think about Logan Webb as a good example where he was not great in the minors and then he came out and it's like, oh, this guy's like, his stuff is mediocre. And then he got stronger, he got better, and now he's one of the 10 or 12 best pitchers in the National League. And so, yes, Pods has the ability, considering his road, and he's still very, very young. He could go out there and prove me and you wrong and eventually be an all-star, or he could just be a good, solid 12 or 15-year NBA rotational piece, or he could flame out. And that's basically the way this whole thing goes. So the fact that he thinks that he's going to be, you know, somebody who is that dude, I love that. That to me is not a problem. And, you know, Kuminga thinks the same thing about himself. And I honestly think that Kuminga has probably a higher ceiling than Pods does.
Of course.
Right.
I'll agree with that.
So why do we, I mean, do we get threatened by Kuminga when he wants to, through his agent, he wants to go out there and be the one and go cook? I don't.
No, not at all. That's like that. To me, that's the part that has, I don't know, like that doesn't even have a seat at the table in terms of all of the, if you want to call it a controversy, it's not even a controversy, the opinionated nature of what Jonathan Kuminga's Golden State Warriors career has been to this point. There are no issues whatsoever with Jonathan thinks that he's really, really good. Or we could even put it another way. Jonathan wants a shot. He wants a shot to show the world what he can do. And great. If he deserves that. Wonderful. If that's how he prioritizes it, and I think most guys do, because it's also attached to money, let's never forget that.
Yeah.
We're all sitting here being like these egomaniacs. They want the biggest contract they can get, the same way every other human being I've ever met does. You know? Let's go to Larry in Hayward. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, can we interpretate this as Pod saying that he could be that, you know, like Dib said, that 12 to 15-year veteran player? But can't we take this as he wants to grab that baton and show the rest of the people that come into this organization on how this organization has always been ran and how players in this organization should carry themselves? And maybe he just means he wants to grab that baton?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't in the room with him when he said these things. I don't know what the actual sort of like end game goal is. You know, he has said he wants to be the face of the Warriors. Now he said this. He has said that he thinks that he's going to be an all-star in this league. And every time he says one of these things, Larry, people blow it off because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we think that it's realistic or not. I do want people to see tremendous things for themselves.
Yeah.
And then visualize it and go make whatever is the max version of that, make it happen. And yeah, like we'll fall short and we'll fall down and we'll fail and we're this, that, or the other. But like, I don't know. I guess I'm having a really hard time seeing what the negative aspect or the downside of this is.
I'm not seeing it at all. And just hearing you lay that out, thank you, Larry. I'm thinking about what I wanted to be when I was Pod's age, and I wanted to be Al Michaels or Bob Costas, or I guess Joe Buck wasn't yet Joe Buck, but that's what I wanted to be.
Don't give up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I set out to do that.
Yeah.
And as I went through it and I had, you know, obstacles that I put in front of myself and I had setbacks and I had all the other things, you start to realize that maybe you wind up being more of a Brandon Pajemski. And I've had a nice 25 or 30 year run in the business on big time market radio. Now, I'm not going to ever be Al Michael or Bob Costas. And
don't give up.
Well, very few people are. I've given that up and it's okay. It's like Al Horford is never going to be LeBron James. Al Horford is Al Horford. He's had a great career of being a 39-year-old NBA champ, and he's had a great run. So it's not about giving up. It's about getting to a spot where you realize that what you've done is okay, and it's enough. And right now, if you're Pods and you're 22, he might be 23, I'm not sure, you still have your eyes on the ultimate prize, which is, oh, I'm going to be that guy. And why would anybody want to throw a wet blanket on that?
Yeah. Well, again, only if it in some way is becoming detrimental to the team.
Right.
Or getting in your way. Like, I mean, I don't want to be all like psychotherapist here, but what is it about Pods that's bugging y'all? Why is this threatening to you if it is? You know? 707, no one's mad at Pods. He can have all the confidence in himself in the world. Still doesn't mean he's going to take the torch from Steph. Okay, why that last sentence? So what? So what? And again, if Steph Curry had said this when Monte Ellis was here, what would you have said? Hey, I got an idea, y'all. I know Monte is in front of me right now, but one day he's not going to be. Not only do I want to be the face of the Warriors, how about this? I'd like to be the face of the league. Let's take it a step further. I'd like an entire shoe company to base its whole freaking world around me.
I'd like to be the face of the globe.
Hold on. Not done yet. I don't want to just be the greatest three-point shooter of all time. I want to obliterate that record so that anybody who has a different opinion would be laughed out of the room. In fact, I want to literally be one of the faces of sport for an entire generation.
Yeah.
Half of you were like, I think we should keep Monte.
Like, more than half of us.
What would you have said if Steph had voiced that? Because guess what? That was in his brain.
Sure.
There's no way it wasn't, or this wouldn't be reality.
And he didn't have to take the torch from Monte. It was a Bic lighter that was low on fuel. That's what he took. So
fair.
If Pods is trying to take the torch from Steph Curry, this thing is an absolute volcano. So there's no taking anything from Steph Curry. There's no taking this torch or whatever you want to call it. When Steph and Draymond and I guess Jimmy by proxy and Steve, when they're gone, you're left with nothing. And whoever is the best player there, you're not taking anything from anybody. You're trying to be good and you're trying to rebuild this thing from the ashes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.